我们先一同一连祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Lord our God, we thank you.
因为你的眼目是遍布全地。
Because your eyes are over all the land.
但你的眼睛也特别的放在属你的子民的身上。
But your eyes are especially on those who belong to you.
你按照你那永远的旨意，领着你名下的人在地上来走过他们该走的路程。
And according to your eternal will, you lead those who belong to you to walk the path on earth.
你让他们升高，你也让他们降低。
You exalt them and you also humble them.
但是不管怎样，你就是为了一个事实，你的旨意要成就在他们的身上。
But no matter what, it is only for one purpose so that your purpose can be accomplished in them.
我们为着你做工在人中间的事感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the work you done among men.
因为经过了多少的年日，人有许许多多的改变，但是你却没有一点的修改你所要做的事。
Even though man has many changes throughout the years, but in you there is no change.
所以是我们坦然地到你面前来。
So we come boldly before you.
又从你做工的手里头看见如今你怎样领我们继续的往前走，去做成你那美好的旨意。
And we look at your hands at work to see how you would continue to lead us to continue to fulfill your will.
所以我们求主把赐人智慧的灵和启示的灵赏给我们。
So Lord, we ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们可以很敞开的在你的话语当中看见光。
So that we can be very open in your words and can be able to see light.
叫我们从你过去做工的那一个复杂的环境的里头很简单的抓到了你做工的法则。
And so that we'll be able to grab hold of the principle of your works among those very complex works that you've done.
就让我们知道怎样来跟随你往前行。
And that we can understand how to follow you to continue onward.
主，晚上纪念我们聚在这一起来等候你。
Lord, may you remember us this evening that we wait before you.
求主借着你过去说过的话今天晚上再向我们说。
And we ask that Lord, you use your words that you have spoken tonight to speak to us once again.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait upon you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, O Lord.
因为你的同在叫我们深深的感觉我们还是在你的顾念的底下。
Because your presence tells us deeply that we are still being remembered by you.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give you glory.
赐福晚上我们在这里进入你的话里头都看见光。
May you bless us so that we'll see light when we enter into your words.
谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray this in your precious name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
以西结虽然是不太容易叫我们从字句上有领会。
And even though the book of Ezekiel is not understood by the letters of the word,
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神上我们解开了他做工的那条路。
When God opens up this way of how he works.
我们就看到当年神所做的一切都是有一个非常荣耀的神的定义在其中。
That we can see all those work that God performed before, that is a very glorious will in it.
上一次我们特别看到了神对埃及说了许多的话。
And last time we saw that God has spoken many words to Egypt.
我们也看到神对埃及说的话乃是要矫正埃及在神的面前那个愚昧和无知的心事。
And the words spoken to Egypt were to correct the foolishness and ignorance before the Lord.
他要代替神来扶持犹大。
She wants to replace God to support Judah.
他也认为他们真的是能扶持犹大。
And she really thought that she could support Judah.
但是神 就明明的在他们还没有倒下去以前，就指出他们的愚昧、无知和狂妄。
And before they fell, God clearly pointed out the ignorance, the foolishness, and the pride.
那我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
虽然当以西结传递神的话出来的时候，埃及还没有碰到难处。
Even though at the time when Ezekiel was delivering God's words, Egypt has not encountered difficulty yet.
以西结书里头一直看到那一个事实。
But in the book of Ezekiel, we continue to see this fact.
神所做的工是神先说话在前。
When God works, He always speaks the words first.
神把话说过了，以后神就做他所说过的工。
After God has spoken His words, then He performs His work.
那所以，当神对以西，神借着以西结发出了那一些信号以后，相当的日子，由埃及才给尼布甲尼撒来打下去。
So there was a time that after God has given those signals that Egypt was defeated by Nebuchadnezzar.
那我一直要提醒弟兄姊妹们，就是说，记得神说那些话的时候，都是在他要做那个动以前。
And I want to remind brothers and sisters that God always speaks His words before He works.
因为在以西结书的里面，我们一直看到。外邦人固然不认识神，连以色列人也对神是到了一个非常模糊的那一种光景。
So in the book of Ezekiel, we can see that not only the Gentiles they did not know God, even the Israelites they did not know God very clearly.
所以神就这样来做这一连串的事情，好叫人在事情过了以后回头一想，哦。去认识神是管理一切的主。
So God did these work one after another, so that after these works are performed, and then men realize it's God.
神把对以色列、对犹大有关的那其他的邦国的事情说过了以后
，So after God mentioned about the matters of the surrounding countries，
那我们就来到33章。
So now we come to chapter 33。
来到33章的时候 我们就看到一件事。
When we come to chapter 33, we see one thing。
神直接对以色列人说话了。
God was speaking directly to the Israelites。
但是严格说起来。还不是直接对以色列人说话。
But strictly speaking, he was not speaking directly to the Israelites.
是直接的对以西结说话。
He was speaking directly to Ezekiel.
要借着神和以西结所说的话，来说出他在神的百姓的中间，他该怎样来服侍神的旨意。
It was through speaking to Ezekiel to let him know how he should serve God's will among his people.
那所以一碰到一转到33章的时候
So when it comes to chapter 33,
弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情。
In verses you see one thing.
神对以西结说
God said to Ezekiel,
说什么呢？
And what did he say?
头一件事情就是说出一个大概的光景。
And the first thing is about a general condition.
那我弟兄姊妹你注意第一节。
But this is take note of verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要告诉本国的子民，说我使刀剑临到那一国，那一国的民从他们中间选立一人为守望的。
It says, And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of the people, and say to them, If I bring a sword upon the land, and the people of the land take one man from among them, and make him their watchman.
那我想丢什么？你先注意这里头所说的。
The brothers and sisters first take note of what it said here.
他不是说对某一个人说话。
He's not speaking to one specific person.
他是对他若使刀剑临到那一个邦国
He says, if a sword is upon a land,
神会做一件事情
Then God will do one thing.
神说我会在他们中间选立一些人，最低限度 神会选立一个人。
And God said he would choose some people, at the very least one person.
选立那个人做什么呢？
What is selecting this one person for?
来做一个守望者。
To be a watchman.
要向他自己的名来说出神有这样这样的定义，你们看见了，你们要悔改。
And to use God's name to proclaim God has such a will, when you see it, you need to repent.
那如果你们不悔改的话呢？
And if you don't repent,
神就会按照那个实际的光景来执行那一个审判。
And God would judge according to the condition.
但是神不是在说审判那个受审判的人的那个光景。
But God is not talking about the conditions of those who are receiving the judgment.
他是着重在说那一个国或是那一个邦给神选中了出来做守望者的那一个，神向他先说话。
His focus was that this nation or this country that was selected, God would select this country to first speak for God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，神是用这个很少数的人，甚至只有一个人，在先说了话。
And verses take note, God is using only a few or even just one person to speak first.
那神先向他说了话以后，神就告诉他说，你要做一个守望者。
After God speaks to this person, God tells him, you have to be the watchman.
你要把神跟你说的话告诉你自己的国民。
And you have to tell your people the words that God has spoken to you.
让他们知道他们现在在神面前是处在一个什么样的光景。
So that they will understand their own condition before God.
那所以神就对那个守望者来说出一些他要注意的事。
So God tells this watchman the things that he needs to pay attention to.
他不是告诉那个守望者你说什么话，你说什么话，什么时候你该什么说。
And he's not telling the watchman what to say and when to say it.
他是对那个给神选中做守望者的那一些人来提出一个忠告。
That he was speaking to those who were selected as a watchman to give them an advice.
你要明白，你要给神选中了做守望者，那你的那个职分是怎样的一个职分？
And that you need to understand as you are selected by God as a watchman, what is your ministry?
你承担的责任是怎样的一样的责任？
And what kind of responsibility you need to take up?
神的话说得很清楚。
So God's words are very clear.
你做一个守望者。
You are a watchman.
我把话告诉你。
And I'll give you my words.
你就要把神的话告诉你的百姓。
And you need to tell God's words to his people.
警戒他们。
To warn them.
那如果他们能听从就悔改。
If they are listening and they repent.
你就救他们脱离了神的追讨。
Then you would deliver them from God's pursuit.
如果你没有很严肃的来宣告神的那个警告。
And if you don't proclaim God's warning solemnly.
以致的他们当中只有弟兄姊妹注意，在他们当中只有一个人惹动神的怒气。
And verses take note, if there's only one of them that are provoking God's wrath,
神以致他是给击杀了。
So that he was killed.
神就说。
Then God says,
我就为了那一个给击杀的人要追讨你这一个做守望者的人的责任。
Then God said that for this person that is killed, I would pursue you of his blood.
弟兄姊妹说得很清楚。
Francis, the words are very clear.
但是确实说得非常的严肃。
But these are very solemn words.
那神选中了你做一个守望者。
That God has selected you as a watchman.
你就必须按照神的话来传递出去。
Then you should deliver the words as it is.
你传递出去了，能把人带动悔改，回转到神的面前来。
After you deliver the words, you can turn around a person and have this person repent.
那么 你的责任就完了。
Then you have fulfilled your responsibility.
众人如果听你的话，他们也就蒙福了。
If the people listen to your words, then they are blessed.
如果他们不听你的话呢？
But if they don't listen,
那我的追讨一定发生在他们身上。
And my pursuit will surely fall upon them.
但是你就可以免去了。我的追讨。
But you will be excused from my pursuit.
但这事情翻过来呢？
And if you turn this matter around,
你没有尽了责任。
If you don't fulfill your responsibility,
你知道有人不知道要悔改，你落到那个死亡的光景。
And someone does not know that he has to repent and then would die for it.
那弟兄姊妹，你特别注意，他说。刀剑击杀了他们中间的一个人。
And verses take note if a sword upon the land.
那是第六节中当中的哪里头那几句话。
That's in the middle of verse 6 that if a sword comes and takes a person from them.
只是杀了他们中间一个人。
Even it's just one person among them.
他虽然是死在罪孽之中。
Even he dies in his sin.
我却要向守望的人讨他上命的罪。
But his blood I will require from the watchman's hand.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们就看到这个话非常的严肃了。
So brothers and sisters, we see these are very solemn words.
啊，一个邦国。
For a nation.
神兴起了一个守望的。
The God raised up a watchman.
守望的人没有很尽责的吹角警告。他国中的人。
And the watchman is not alert to blow the trumpet and to warn his people.
神说中只有其中有一个人是因着这样的疏忽而被杀死。
And God said that if this only, there is only one person who is because of this negligence that he died.
虽然这个人死是因着他自己的罪过。
Even though this person dies in his iniquity.
但是神说你做我兴起你做守望者。
But God said that,
你没有尽责的话你也有责任。
And God said that because even if I raise you up as a watchman and you do not fulfill your responsibility,
来讨那上命的罪。
Then you have to take up the consequences and I require the sin of you.
这里头的话是非常严肃。
So brothers and sisters, we can see these words are very solemn.
待会我们再看为什么神会说的那么严肃的话。
And later on, we will then go look into why God speaks such solemn words.
然后神又把这一段话翻转过来。一个方向来再说。
And then God turned these words around and goes into another direction.
啊，那这个就直接的就落在以西结个人的身上了。
And these words directly fall upon Ezekiel himself.
所以第七节你就看到主对以西结说了。
So in verse 7 you can see God speaking to Ezekiel.
人子啊。我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel, so you will hear a message from my mouth and give them warning from me.
啊，我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道。这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他上命的罪。
When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from him.
他说你警戒了那个恶人，使他离开所行的道。
But if you warn that wicked man and he departs, turn away from his way,
这恶人必死在罪中。
He will die in his iniquity.
那我就要向你讨他上命的罪。
Oh, this wicked man will die in iniquity. I will, but his blood I will require from your hand.
那先是对众邦国来说出神怎么处理人在神面前的愚昧和无知。
First, the words were spoken to the nations to tell them how God would deal with their ignorance and
foolishness. 然后就翻过来，就直接对神的子民。就说出守望者所要承担的那一个知识和责任。
And then God turned around to speak of how the watchman needs to take up the ministry and responsibility.
那因此弟兄姊妹就你就看到了，神在这一个时候说这么一些话， 原因在哪里呢？
So, brothers and sisters, you'll see that at this time, what is the reason of God speaking all these words?
他不是 不单是对以色列说话。
Not only did he speak to Israel.
他对众邦国也说同样的话。
He also spoke to the nations with the same words.
那你说神在那个时候为什么还要说这样的话呢？
And you may ask, why would God speak of these words at that time?
那我们不能忘记那一个时候以色列的历史的背景。
But, and we cannot forget the historical background of Israel at that time.
那个时候他们已经耶路撒冷给攻破了。
At that time, Jerusalem was taken.
他们在被掳之地是否很早就知道呢？这个我们实在是没有把握。
And we don't know whether they already knew about it while they were in the land of captivity.
等到他们知道耶路撒冷给攻破了。
And after they knew about that Jerusalem was taken,
那个是已经几年后的事了。
And that was a few years afterwards.
那最低限度我们从上面来看到，起码是两到四年当中的事了。
And at the very least, we can tell this is about at least 2 to 4 years.
耶路撒冷给攻破的消息才传到被掳的犹大人当中。
And the news of Jerusalem being taken was then delivered to the ears of those exiles.
那么在这个时候，神对以西结说一段这样的话，什么意思？
So at that time, what is the reason that God spoke all these words to Ezekiel?
我们往下去看，我们就看到了。
And when we continue to read on, we will see.
神要借着这样的一件事情让全地的人来认识神是怎样管理万有的神。
It is through this work that God wants the people of all the land to know what kind of God he is.
很清楚地说出。
And very clearly.
神在上面就说到了。
That God has spoken.
虽然神有权柄是追讨人的罪。
Even though God has the authority to pursue after man's sin.
他也实在有责任去追讨人的罪。
And it's truly that he has a responsibility to pursue after man's sin.
但是神不是一个愿意人给定罪的神。
But God is not a God who's willing to, for man to be condemned.
神巴不得所有在神面前走偏的人，是他的百姓也好，不是他的百姓也好，神都是存着那样的一个心思，我愿意他们回转。
And God really wants for those who go astray before him, whether it's his people or not his people, for all of them to repent.
那当然神这样的一个心思我们应该是很熟悉。
And of course we should be all very familiar with his heart of God.
因为伊甸园的那一段历史就是这样的一个神的心思发表的一个很清楚的表明。
And because the history of the Garden of Eden is a very clear manifestation of God's heart.
那为什么亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子会接受那一个死的结局呢？
What is the reason that after Adam and Eve It ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that they have to accept the fact of death.
但是那个死的结局为什么也不立刻就发生呢？
And also, why is that the consequence of the death did not happen immediately?
相反的，你还看到神在那里做了一些事情，尤其是他把生命树围绕起来。
And on the contrary, you see God has done something that he has circled in the tree of life.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当然如果你从字面去看的话，你没有太深刻的领会到神的意思呢。
If you only look at the letters of the words, you cannot understand God's meaning very deeply.
但是很显然的你知道。
But very clearly, you would know.
他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子的时候，他们就该死。
So after they eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they should have died.
但是神说。
But God said.
我给你们预备一些事情。
I will prepare some things for you.
要遮蔽你现在的羞耻和将来那一个死亡的结局。
And to cover your shame at this time and also the fact of death in the future.
当然我们都很熟悉那段事情，人用无花果树的叶子来遮盖自己，但是不行。
And we're all very familiar with this, that men used the leaves of fig tree to cover themselves, but it did not work.
神就用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So God used animal skin to cover them as clothes.
这明显就是神显出神愿意人存活下去。
And very clearly, God is showing man that he wants him to continue to live.
人要存活下去，结果还是要死，那存活一点点时间有什么意义呢？
But at the end, man would die. So what is the meaning of just living for a little while?
所以我们就看到神首先就说到女人的后裔的事情。
So first we see that God mentioned about the seed of the woman.
然后又说到把生命树围绕起来。
And then he said, and then he mentioned about fencing in the tree of life.
那这些点你一个一个的连接起来的时候，你就看到神那个非常宝贝的心思了。
And if you connect all these points, then you will be able to see the precious will of God.
神让人延长他的生命。
God wants man to extend his life.
让他们能看到有一个女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
So that they can see that's the seed of the woman who would hurt the head of the serpent.
那伤了蛇的头，那跟我们一定要死有什么区别？
So bruising the head of the serpent, what is the difference, or what does it have to do with us?Having to die for sure.
区别就在这里。
And that's the difference.
他伤了蛇的头。
After he bruises the head of the
serpent. 蛇就不能再阻挡人。
The serpent can no longer hinder man.
人就有条件等到那个生命树的围绕的基路伯和发动火焰的剑收起来的时候，人可以再吃生命树的果子，就脱离那个死亡的权势。
The man can wait until the cherubims and those flaming swords that were surrounding the tree of life after they removed, and they will be able to eat of the tree of life again.
伊甸园里头的历史。
So this is the history of the Garden of Eden.
但现在等到神对被掳的犹大人。在说话的时候，也是用着这样的一个原则来给犹大人看见他们该怎么活在神的面前。
So now that when God is speaking to the Israelites that are in exile again, God wants them to see.
神在以西结这里头就很清楚地告诉他的百姓。
And in the book of Ezekiel, God tells his people very clearly.
神不是乐意去定恶人的罪的神。
God is not a God who wants to condemn the wicked.
神是乐意看见恶人转回在神面前得给保存上来。
But rather God wants the wicked to turn away from the way and to live.
这个是神的心思。
And this is God's heart desire.
而如果恶人不肯转回，那么他死在罪恶过犯当中。
If the wicked is not willing to turn around and die in sin, and so
on. 神说我不是愿意他们这样，但是他们拒绝神给他们的机会，那他们只好执行这样的一个结局了。
And God said that He takes no pleasure in this, but if they are not willing to turn around, they have to accept the consequences.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
当我们来看到。神对以西结说出我要用你做一个守望者，你守望者的责任是怎么样，你做到怎么这个地步，神的心意就满足。你做出了你所做的，人不甘心去跟随的话，那人自己要负那一个死亡的结局。
So God said to Ezekiel that he chose him to be the watchman, and what is his responsibility, and how the wicked, if they don't listen, they have to accept the consequences.
但是神说这做大话的时候呢， 还更深入地说了一层。
But when God says all these words, He actually has spoken even deeper.
那么我们看完这一层，再给神这一段话来做一个很清楚的小结。
So after we look at this, then we will give a brief summary of this.
神再深入一层说了什么话呢
？So what deeper words did God speak of?
他说，如果一个好人。
He said that if a righteous person,
他后来转过去做恶事,
and later he turns around to do something wicked.
神说，我不因为他从前是一个义人，现在转过来做恶事的时候，我就给他饶恕了。
And God said that I will not forgive him, even though he was acting righteously, but then he turned around to do something wicked.
神说我不这样做。
And God said I would not do this.
我会是因他从行义的那一个事实转到成为一个作恶的人的时候，我就因着他作恶的事情追讨他的罪。
And God said that because this person has turned from being righteous into being wicked, I would pursue after him because of his wickedness.
那弟兄姊妹要注意，神说这样的一句话有意思的。
And brothers, take note, there is meaning in God's words.
这个可以说是就着以色列的整个的历史来归纳起来说的。
And this is a summary based on the history of Israel.
那我们看整个以色列的历史，从出埃及被神在西乃山上宣告了作为祭司的国度，以后一直到被掳的中那么长的一段时间里。
And if we look at the history from leaving Egypt to receiving God's commandments on Mount Sinai to
以色列
being exiled,
整个以色列不是他们不算他们分裂以后的光景，就是说整个的以色列
the entire Israel, and not counting when there is split up into two.Kingdoms.
在神的鉴察的里面，他们确实有好长的一段时间是活在神的喜悦里。
Under God's examination, they truly had a long period of time that they were living a life that's pleasing to God.
你看到在以色列做王的，包括犹大在里面，虽然好王不多，但是好王也实在来说也不太少。
And in terms of the kings of Israel or Judah, even though there are not many of them, they were good, but there are quite some of them.
那他们那些比称得上是好的王，也实在是在神的面前满足神的心意到一个蛮高的地步。
And those kings who are considered good, they actually were able to live a life that's satisfying to God.
但是等到后来，那做王的那些人越来越往下走。
But afterwards, later, when those kings, they were going downhill more and more.
那么神还追讨犹大，或是追讨以色列，不追讨呢？
Did God pursue after Judah and Israel?
神说我追讨的。
God said that he would pursue.
所以神这一段话里头是把他的百姓不单是看见他自门自己个人是怎么样在神面前走过来，也看见整个的以色列在神面前是怎么走过来。
So these words of God let the people see how they live before God and also how the entire nation lives before God.
但是神说出这一件事情呢，是当然是非常严肃。
But of course when God speaks of these things, he's very solemn.
但是这个事情呢，在神那一方面是说，神也让他们很清楚的知道，这个事情也可以翻过来的。
So, but God also lets them know that this matter can be turned around.
如果他们一直在那神的面前行邪恶的事情
，if they continue to live wickedly before God，
如果等到有一天他们知道自己的愚昧了。
And until one day they realize their foolishness,
他们愿意回转过来，
and they're willing to turn around,
在神面前服下来了，
and to submit before God.
神说我就赦免他，
and God says that I will forgive him.
我就怜悯他们，
and I will have mercy upon him.
那弟兄姊妹，这个在以色列的历史和以色列人本身所经过的事上面，很显然的在这里， 给神提了出来。
So these words makes it very clear about the history of the people.
那么神提这样的事情，神的目的在哪里呢？
So what is God's purpose of mentioning about this?
目的乃是要让他的百姓是非常有把握的清楚知道去认识他们的神是怎样的一位神。
So the purpose is for his people to be very clear, to have a very good understanding of what kind of God he is.
我们留意十一节，那么这里所提到的那些话语。
Let's take note of verse 11, the words mentioned here.
很清楚的把神的所事和神的要做的事很清楚说了。
And very clearly, they tell us who God is and the works He's about to do.
你留意神怎么对以西结说
？Take note of what God spoke to Ezekiel.
神对以西结说，你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，为喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
And God said to Ezekiel, say to them as I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn away turn from his way and live. And these words are very clear. Israel, Judah,
不管你们在神面前坠落到一个什么样的光景。
And no matter how far you have fallen before God,
只要你们肯回转。
As long as you're willing to turn around,
神一定给你们赦免，让你们存活。
And God will for sure forgive you and let you live.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为神说了。
Because God said,
我断不喜悦恶人死亡。
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
有一句话和以前神在别的地方说的和他正好是相对的。
And there's another other words that spoken by God before.
我想弟兄姊妹都有印象。
And then, brothers and sisters, you would have this impression.
神多次到以色列人说过。
And many times God speaks to Israel.
我断不以有罪为无罪。
That I would not take sin as sinners.
如果这个只有这句话。
If it's only for these words,
那神实在是太严肃了。
Then God is truly a very solemn God.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在合宜的时间里。
In an appropriate time.
神又说出。
God says these words.
我凭着我的永生起誓。
As I live, declares the Lord God.
我断不喜悦。恶人死亡。
I take no pleasure in the death of the
wicked. 为喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
But rather the wicked turn from his way and live.
怎么这是神的所事？
But sisters, this is who God is.
虽然这个神的所事是有两方面的那一个上人的发表。
And even though there is this two-sided manifestation of who God is.
一面的发表是很严肃。
On one hand, it's very solemn.
但是另外的一面的发表又是满了恩典和怜悯。
But the other manifestation is full of grace and mercy.
这是神的所事。
And this is who God is.
但是人怎么能承受神这样的一份恩惠呢？
But how could man appropriate this grace of God?
就是神。不喜悦看到恶人死亡
which is God,
这一个心思呢
which is the desire of God that he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked
那就是说人在神面前的回转
which is the turning around of man before God
那所以我们看到神说了十一节说到最末了的时候他就是这样说了他说以色列家呀你们转回吧离开恶道何必死亡呢
So that's why in the end of verse 11 says turn back from your evil ways when then will you die O house of Israel
弟兄姊妹你很清楚看见
When sisters you can see
this very clearly 犹大也好以色列也好到那一个时候犹大以色列都没有那个界限了都是在神面前成了被逆神的人了。
So we can see whether it's Judah or Israel, there's no separation anymore. They are all rebellious before God.
那神怎么对他们说话呢？
So how does God speak to them?
他说：“以色列家呀，
says, O house of Israel,
你们转回，转回吧。
Turn back, turn back.
离开恶道，何必死亡？
Turn back from your evil ways. Why would you die?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说出这些话来的时候，
When God speaks of these words,
固然是对着神的百姓说出。
And of course, he is speaking to his people.
但是同时啊，也是对以西结说出一个很深刻的照明。
But at the same time, he is giving Ezekiel a very deep enlightenment.
神让以西结很清楚地看到。
God lets Ezekiel see this very clearly.
神不是喜悦恶人死亡的神。
God is not a God who takes pleasure in the death of the wicked.
他巴不得所有的恶人都回转。
He wishes everyone to turn around and to repent to God.
但是这样的一个情形的出现呢，
But for this to happen,
就跟神所拣选做守望的人有直接的关系。
It has a direct relationship with the one that's selected by God as a watchman.
神让以西结你来做一个守望的人。
God lets Ezekiel to be a watchman.
你要宣告神的心事。
You have to proclaim God's desire.
虽然神的百姓现在已经走迷了。
Even though God's people has walked astray.
但是你能向他们说出警告的事情。
But you can speak of words of warning to them.
特别你看留意到上面神说以西结你对百姓说这些警告的话的时候是要吹起脚来讲的。
And especially it's mentioned before that Ezekiel is supposed to blow a trumpet when he speaks of these words to the people.
不是只是嘴巴里边说说的。
It's not just using his mouth to speak.
你有实际的行动在那里让他们不得不注意的。
But you have to take real action so that they would pay attention.
你要吹起脚来，
you have to,
然后就宣告神的那个心事。
You have to blow the trumpet and to proclaim God's desire.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那我们现在呢，我们看到这一段话的时候，
So when we read these words,
那我们就要问一个问题了。
Then we have to ask this question.
前面神是说了神对以色列人的那一个追讨的事情。
In the beginning, God speaks of the things of pursuit after the Israelites.
与犹大的与犹大的落到这样的结局有关的那些邦国的那些事情。
And he also mentions about the nations that has to do with a Judah falling into such condition.
怎么现在到了33章的时候神插进这样的一段话呢？
And how come in chapter 33 God interjected such words in here?
因为这一段话跟上面所说的话好像没有什么直接的关联的相连的关系。
Because these words in chapter 33 seemingly had no relationship with the words before them.
但是你细细去留意的时候呢？
But if you pay careful attention,
有关系。
They have a relationship.
那个关系是什么呢？
What is that connection?
那个关系是要纠正神的百姓在神面前的那个错觉。
And the relationship is that it is for the people of God to be corrected.
因为下边你就看到了神说，以西结，你留意，我的百姓说我不公平。
Because later on you see that God said to Ezekiel that pay attention, my people were saying that I'm not fair.
你说，神说，现在我把这许多的事情神要做但还没有做的那些事情先给你说清楚。
So now God is giving an explanation of the things that he was about to do but has not done yet.
然后让你去告诉这些百姓
and then,
让他们也能知道整个的过程是怎么回事。
And then for you to tell the people so they would know of the entire process.
那他们怎么能说神对他们不公平呢？
And how can they say that God is not just?
那当然我们要回头来留意到以前我们也曾经提过哈巴谷书里头 提过的这样一个问题。
And of course we need to turn around and look back at an issue that we have mentioned before in the book of Habakkuk.
当然那一个问题呢也代表了 也不是代表了，其实实质说起来是相当部分的犹太人，他们心里真的有那样的想法。
And that speaks of the concept or the way that most Israelites had in their mind.
神啊，你要管教我们，我们不反对，因为我们的确是愚昧。
And that God, you are to discipline us, that we have no objection because we truly are foolish. 但是你要用一些比较好的人来管教我们，我们才能服气了。But you should use some rather good people to discipline us, then we will be able to accept it.
但现在你所用的亚述人也好，巴比伦人也好，他们好像比我们更糟糕。
But now you're using whether the Assyrians or the Babylonians, they seem like they are worse than us.
你用那么许许多多的都是不正派的人来叫我们受管教，那我们怎么能服气呢？
And then using all these people who are rather wicked, how can we be able to accept it?
神已经给他们说过了。
That God has already told them.
我用着他们来管教你们。
I use them to discipline you.
但是他们越过了我的界限来做了不该做的事。
But they have gone beyond what I allowed to do things that I did not want them to do.
神就说出，所以我不因为他们为我做了我要做的事情，我就容让他们。
And then God said that I would not be lenient toward them. Just because they are doing what I want them to do.
我还是一样要追讨他们。
And I will still pursue after them.
这是以前那一段话，我们一直看下来的时候，我们能领会了。
And these are the words that we have read before and were able to understand.
但是被掳的犹太人，他们心里头总是觉得神亏负了我们，我们被掳到这个地方。
But the Israelites that were in exile, they still thought that God has shortchanged them because they were taken into exile.
虽然当时三十三章，神对以西结说话的时候，他们还不知道耶路撒冷已经陷落的情形。
So even though in chapter 33, they still did not know about Jerusalem being taken.
所以他们一直存着一个想法，我们很快就可以平平安安的回去。
So they still had this thought that they were able to go back in peace.
但事实并不是这样。
But the fact was not like
that. 神在现实事情显明以前，神就先对以西结说了这些话。
But before these things are manifested, God first spoke to Ezekiel.
要让以西结把神的话传递给剩下的犹太人。
In order for Ezekiel to deliver God's words to those who are left.
让他们知道，现在你们不要在神的面前再硬着脖子。
So that they would not continue to be stubborn before God.
你们必须要在神面前服下来，悔改，转回，归向神。
That they have to submit before God and to turn around and repent.
所以神说了这一段守望者。而引出了那个被追讨的人的那种关系的时候，就说出了这么宝贝的一段的事情。
So God speak of these words regarding the watchmen and the people that are to be pursued.
那整段的话，一直你看到十九节、二十节那里边呢。当你再总结，还是那样的一个意思。
So when it comes to verse 19 and 20, is still the same meaning.
是，那我读一读就好。
Let us read.
十八节。
Verse 18.
一人转离他的义，而做罪孽，就必因此死亡。
When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, then he shall die in it.
恶人转离他的恶行。正直与合理的事就必因此存活。
But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and practices justice and righteousness, he will live by them.
公平。
Yet you say the way of the Lord is not right.
他说以色列啊，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。
O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways.
那这是33章前面那一段，神好像 说了守望者和被审判的人的那一种经历。
And it's in the beginning of chapter 33, God speaks of the watchman and the experience of those who are being pursued.
目的在哪里？
What is the purpose?
目的不是在解说过去神所做的事。
The purpose is not to explain what God has done in the past.
目的是要让以西结在这里去接受神的现在给他的托付。
The purpose is for Ezekiel to receive the entrustment God has for him.
那现在我们进入 主说那一段话的那个主要的原因了。
Let's now enter into the main purpose of God's word.
从33章的21节开始。
And beginning from verse 21 in chapter
33. 就把神说33章前头那一段话的原因带了出来。
This brings forth the reason of God's words in the first half of chapter 33.
我们被掳21节是这样说，弟兄姊妹又要注意那个时间的问题了。
And let's take note of the time in verse 21.
我们被掳之后12年，十月初五日，有人从耶路撒冷逃到我这里说，城已攻破。
Now in the 12th year of our exile, on the 5th of the 10th month, the refugees from Jerusalem came to me, saying, the city has been taken.
这个大概是耶路撒冷城给攻破以后的两三年当中的事。
And this is approximately
以后才发生的事。
Approximately 2 or 3 years after Jerusalem was taken.
那当这个消息传到被掳的人中间的时候，耶路撒冷已经陷落了两三年。
When this news is delivered to the exiles, Jerusalem was taken down for about 2 to 3 years.
可能还久一点。
Or maybe even longer.
因为我们从先前看，尼布甲尼撒把耶路撒冷包围起来的那个时间，跟这个时间合起来，那就是总是两三年到四年的时间。
Because we read before Nebuchadnezzar, when he took Jerusalem, it was about 2 to 3 years compared to the timeline here.
那么这一个时候，
So at this time,
那神就跟以西结说了底下的一些话。
And God said all these words to Ezekiel.
那么说底下的话是做什么呢？
And so what is the purpose of speaking these words?
那我们又要注意那个历史的背景。
And once again, we need to take note of the historical background.
因为当那个人把犹大全都没有了，那个消息带到被掳之地的时候。
Because when the news of Judah being completely destroyed is delivered,
那被掳的人呢？他们就感觉很失望了。我们能知道，因为他们一直觉得是平安的平安了，而现在呢，平安的的确是没有了。
When this news is delivered to the ears of the exile, they became very disappointed because all along they thought it's peace, and now it's no longer peace.
那以后我们该怎么做呢？
So from now on, what should we do?
我们怎么做？怎么在留在这个被掳之地呢？
And how can we stay in this land of exile?
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Francis, take note.
在这些人从犹大逃亡来到，不一定是逃亡，哪怕可能是被掳去，被掳到那一边去的时候，就碰到他们首先被掳的人了。
So when the people are being exiled from the land of Judah and they came upon this group of people,
那这样的情形，好像给被掳到犹大地的人啊，被掳到那个加勒底人之地的人啊，他们是什么希望都绝了。
And it seems like this news has completely taken all the hope away from the people who were exiled to Chaldea.
但是那些人还没有到以前的头一个晚上。
And before these people arrived, the night before,
神就对以西结说话了。
God spoke to Ezekiel.
那所以这个时间是又很有关键性的。
So this time is a very key factor.
以西结就说到，被掳后的十二年， 的十月初五日，有人就来到我们中间说耶路撒冷陷落了。
And Ezekiel said the 12th year of exile and the 5th of the 10th month, the refugees from Jerusalem came to us saying that the city has been taken.
但在这些人还没有到巴比伦那一边的时候，前一个晚上神就对以西结说话了。
So the evening before these people has arrived to Babylon, God spoke to Ezekiel.
说什么话呢？
And what did God say?
我们留意一下。
Let's take note.
逃来的人22节，逃来的人未到前一日的晚上，耶和华的灵降在我身上，开我的口。到第二日早晨，那人来到我这里，我口就开了，不再干渴。
Now the hand of the Lord has been upon me in the evening before the refugees came, and he opened my mouth at the time they came to me in the morning, so my mouth was open and I was no longer speechless.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
But sister, take note.
这一句话你要是只是从字面来看，那没有什么特别嘛。
If you only look at the surface of the words, there's nothing special.
但是你留意到神在什么时候说话，神说了话以后带出什么的结果，你就不能不问了。神这样对以西结说话有什么意思？
But if you take note of the time when God speaks and the consequence of the words, then you have to pay special attention to this.
当我们了解的时候，你就知道了上边神跟以西结说，你做一个守望者。
And if we understand this, then we understand when God speaks to Ezekiel earlier, you have to be a watchman.
我们就领会了神要以西结做守望者的那一个心思。
Then we can understand the heart desire of God having Ezekiel to be the watchman.
那为什么你还记得？
My sister, you still remember.
这一天，以西结开口说话以前。
And this day before Ezekiel opened his mouth and speak.
应该经过多少年了？
And how many years have passed?
他妻子死的那一年到现在。
It's from the year his wife died until now.
好多年了。
There are many years passed.
他一直不说话。千万弟兄姊妹千万不要忘了这个事实。
And he did not speak throughout those times. So brothers and sisters, do not forget about this.
几年不说话。
For years, or few years, he did not speak.
不是他不想说话。
It's not that he did not want to speak.
他很想说话，但是说不出话来。
He really wanted to speak, but he was speechless. Because God did not let him speak.
那神为什么不让他说话呢？
Then why would God not let him speak?
弟兄姊妹都记得。
But sisters will still remember this.
神要他用他生活里头的动作，每一件事情来表达神在那个时候要他的百姓明白的是。
He was using his actions in his daily lives to manifest what God wanted his people to understand.
我们可以这样说，神是要他说做一些无言的表达，来发表神的心思。
We can put it this way: God wants him to do some speechless behavior or action to manifest God's heart desire.
也许弟兄姊妹就会问了。
And maybe brothers and sisters will ask.
为什么要用无言的表达呢？
Why would he use some speechless display or manifestation?
这是很有意思。
And that's very meaningful.
神不是让他说话。
God would not let him speak.
因为神知道，神也已经告诉过以西结。
And because God knew and he already told Ezekiel.
你说话，他们根本就不要听。
Because if you speak, they would not listen at all.
所以你不必说话。
So don't bother to speak.
你用你生活上面的所经历的事，所发生的事情，来向他们表明神要做什么事。
So use your daily experiences and what happens in your daily lives to tell them what God wants to tell them.
如果他们领会的话，
If they understand,
他们那个领会就会很深刻。
Then their understanding would be very deep.
如果他们不领会的话，
But if they don't understand,
他们就觉得你这个人在这里大概是神经病了吧。
And they might consider you being mad.
那这是犹大人当时那种心情，我们读到下边你就看到神就是这样告诉。
And this is the heart of the people of Judah at that time, and we'll see that God told Ezekiel the same thing later.
所以那几年以西结没有用说话来说到神的事情。
So for those years, Ezekiel did not use words to express God.
只是用 生活上的一些个动作来表达神要表达的。
But he only used the actions in his daily lives to express God, what God wants to express.
那现在呢？
So for now,
有人从耶路撒冷肯定是被掳的来到这里了。
So some refugees from Jerusalem came here.
那被掳的前一个晚上，神就对以西结说话。
So that was an evening before that God spoke to Ezekiel.
让以西结，你现在就可以开口说话了。
And that he would open up Ezekiel's mouth to speak.
你说话的时候，直接就要面对的呢，是以色列人他们心思里头那个错误的感觉。
So when you speak, you are speaking at the misunderstanding in the hearts of the Israelites.
他们从前一直以为平安了，平安了，平安了。
And before they kept thinking it's peace, peace and peace.
他们的心思说起来是很复杂。
And their hearts was at, were actually very complicated.
我们曾经特别提过的，他们以为他们有律法，有圣殿，
And that we mentioned before, they thought they had the law in the temple.
那这是神给他们的那个印证。
And that's the proof from God for them.
尤其上一次我们提到，犹大尼布甲尼撒，尼布甲尼撒的军队因着犹大埃及人的出兵而暂时的撤退离开耶路撒冷，那么就给他们更清楚说平安了，平安了。
And last time we mentioned the army of Nebuchadnezzar temporarily retreated because of the army of Egypt, so that gave them all the more reason to think it's peace.
那这是他们各种各样很复杂的心思里面的一内容。
And that's the content of what's the very complicated heart or thinking in their hearts.
他们有一个更严肃的那一个错觉，神在这里给他们指出来了。
And the God pointed out a very serious misunderstanding in their heart.
所以这二十二节那里头，弟兄姊妹，你看到耶和华的话临到我说：“人子啊，住在以色列方会之地的人说啊，亚伯拉罕独自一人都能得这地为业。”我们人数众多，这地更是我们为业的，所以你要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，你们是带血的，勿仰望偶像，一直上去的那些犯罪的那些事情。
And in verse 24 it says, Son of man, they who live in these wastes places in the land of Israel, saying, Abraham was only one, yet that he possessed the land. So to us who are many, the land has been given as a possession. And then it went on saying, thus says the Lord God, you eat meat and with blood. And then it goes on to talk about the iniquities and the sin.
这是说出什么？
What does this mean?
这是说出了一个非常严肃的事情。
It tells of a very solemn matter.
他们认为他们已经是承，他们是在以色列地承受神的应许，所以这一个地与我们永远不会脱离关系。
They thought that they are in the land of Israel to receive God's promise, so they will forever be tied to the land.
他们的理由是什么？
And what is the reason? First,
亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，神就应许他们，应许他并他的子孙了。我们回到那里说，又应许他要得这一块地。
Because when Abraham was only one, God has already promised this land to him and his descendants.
现在呢，我们亚伯拉罕的子孙都多起来了，我们有那么许许多多的人也住在这一块地上。
So now that the descendants of Abraham increase to many, and that they are living on the land as a possession.
所以这一块地就是我们的了。
So this land would.
我们不会有什么大事在这里发生。
This land would be their possession, and nothing major would happen to them.
那弟兄姊妹们，
这
是犹大人当时心里头一个暗暗的意念。
And this is a hidden thought in the mind of the people of Judah at that time.
好像人的错觉一样，以为人多了就有声势。
And just like the misconception misunderstanding in man's heart and thinking the more people they have, the better.
就像近代人常常会说的，团结就是力量，人多了。
And then people would say that when we unite, we have the strength, and if there's more of us, then we will be on the right side.
神就指出这个问题来了。
So God points out the problem.
不是你们现在是住在以色列地，还是在以色列地碰到有困扰。
And it's not that you're dwelling in the land of Israel and you encounter hardship.
神让亚伯拉罕一个人得地，和让你们许多人平平安安地住在以色列地。
And God led Abraham to gain this land, and that you living in this land peacefully.
那一个根本的原因乃是在你们拣选神，神就把这一个赏赐给你们。
The basic reason is that you choose God, and God gives this land to you.
但是你们进到这块地以后
But after you enter this land,
你们做的是什么
What did you do?
一大堆 我也没有把它读完了但是只是读一大读出来一些已经一大堆了
That's a list of things that we haven't even finished mentioning them
都是顶撞神
They're all things that oppose God
拒绝神
And reject God
不以神为神
They do not regard God as God.
你们做的是那样的事情。
And these are the things that you do.
你们就说我们人多了，我们是定规是住在这里了。
And you would say that because we are many, so we will dwell here for sure.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意到了，神上头跟以西结说，活人一人给定罪或者得存活的那一个原则。
And brothers and sisters, you will remember what said earlier about the righteous, whether they will be condemned or they will live.
你们人是站在神给你们的应许里，但是生活却是生活在与神作对里。
You are standing in the promise of God, but your living is opposing God.
那你怎么能不脱离神的追查呢？
And how could you get away from God's pursuit?
神就宣告了
So God proclaims
你们是住所住的这个地方一定要成为荒凉之处
That the land that you're living now will become a wasteland
那弟兄姊妹你注意这句话
Brothers, take note of this word
因为这句话跟以后神说到把以色列带回复兴的那个光景呢是很清楚的是相对的
And because these words are in opposition to later on God's promise of reviving Israel
弟兄姊妹都记得他们进迦南的时候他们从神那里所得的那个应许是什么流奶与蜜之地
But sister, you remember when they entered Canaan that God promised is that they will enter the land of flowing with milk and honey
但现在神就说这样的一个地就要成了荒废之地。
But now God proclaims here that this land will become a wasteland.
那你们现在已经可以亲眼的看到了。
But now you can see it with your own eyes.
这是当时。
And this is at that time.
犹大人心思里头的那个很混乱的心思。
And this is at that time the confusing state of the heart of Israel.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你现在注意了。
So now, brothers, take note.
神说，我为什么叫你做守望者？
And God says, so why do I ask you to be the watchman?
我为什么跟你说那段守望者的那一个服侍？
And why do I tell you the ministry of being a watchman?
就是为了这个事情了。
It's for this matter.
因为从这三十三节以后
Because
三十三章以后
After chapter 33,
神对他的百姓说话就转了一个方向。
And God's words to his people has made a turn.
一面是说出他们整个堕落的一个根本的原因。
On one hand talks about the basic reason of the fall.
另外就带出神要重新恢复他们的那一个 神的心思。
On the other hand, tells of God's heart to restore them.
Now, 我们就注意到神在这里跟以西结说了这样的一些话，就让以西结去领会神为什么跟他说这一段的话，乃是为着以后神继续用着他来说话的那个事情来预备好。
So we can,
以西结本人。
We can see that God speaks of all these words to Ezekiel in order to prepare him and to prepare him as a person.
那么弟兄姊妹可以你就先注意神把这一大段话说完了以后他说了那么一句话，那时他们就知道我是耶和华。
So, brothers, take note that after God speaking all these words, then he said that then they will know that I am the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你我们一直的提到这样的一句话，在以西结书里头不断不断的出现。
And we've mentioned before these words have appeared many many times in the book of Ezekiel.
我们就能留意到了，神是一直在那里要把以色列人的心思来扭转过来。
So we can see that God is there to turn the heart of the Israelites around.
他们一直凭着自己的意念来认为是跟随主。
And they, all along, they use their own thinking, based on their own thinking to follow the Lord.
但神给他们所经历的事情呢，正好和他们所想象的翻过来。
But what God let them experience is completely contrary to what they think.
神就一直以来就借着这样的事情来提到以色列人说，你们就知道我是耶和华。
And God all along used these things to let the Israelites know, then you will know that I am the Lord.
我说的话是准确的。
My words are accurate.
你们想的都是偏差的。
But your thoughts are astray.
怎么来证明呢？
And how does he prove it?
你看这些就知道。
And God said, when you look at these, you know.
这是我耶和华说的。
This is said by me, the Lord God.
特别是说在这段话说清楚以前，神在说的那一句话，那时他们就知道我是耶和华。
And especially before all these words are made clear, God specially said that then they will know that I am the Lord.
他们要经历过这许许多多的事情，他们才醒过来，知道我是耶和华。
And they have to experience all these things, and they will be awakened, and then they will know that I am the Lord.
那好了，现在有人从耶路撒冷来到巴比伦了。
So now there are people coming from Jerusalem to Babylon.
把耶路撒冷陷落的事情这消息也带到巴比伦来了。
And they bring the news of Jerusalem has been taken.
那一个时候呢，
And at that time,
他们就来找以西结，要听听以西结有什么表达了。
So they came to Ezekiel to hear what he had to say.
从三十节
beginning from verse 30
开始到三十三章的末了
until the end of chapter 33，
就看到那个情形了。
Then verses you see the situation。
我们光是读一读，你从字句上已经知道是什么一回事。
Even if you just read it, you will be able to understand from the words。
三十节你留意，人子啊，你本国的子民在长垣旁边，在房屋门口谈论你，弟兄对弟兄彼此说，来吧，听听有什么话从耶和华而出。
Verse 30, but as for you, son of man, your fellow citizens who talk about you by the walls and the doorways of the houses, speak to one another, each to his brother, saying, come now and hear what the message in which comes forth from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹千万要记住这个时候的历史背景。
Remember the historical background at this time.
这是第三次被 第三批被掳的事情已经过了以后的两三年了。
This is two or three years after the third exile.
那么对犹大人来说，好，什么指望都没有了。
For the Israelites, there's no more hope.
王也给掳到巴比伦，也给杀了。
The king was taken to Babylon and was killed.
整个犹大国没有了。
Judah was destroyed.
人也散了
and the people were scattered.
我们也被掳到巴比伦了
and we are also taken to Babylon.
那我们前途怎么样
so what is our future?
我们还有没有路可以走
and do we still have a future?
那这都是当时犹大人心思里头的问题
and these are all the questions in the hearts of the people of Judah.
那现在有新的消息来到了哦，耶路撒冷都陷落了，人都散掉了。
So now there's news coming and say that Jerusalem is taken.
那我们怎么办?
And what should we do?
那你就看到了。
Now you see.
神早一个晚上就跟以西结说了这些话。说了这事。
These words and this is spoken from by the Lord to Ezekiel the evening before.
他们那些人就来到你这里。
So these people came to you.
不是一个人两个人。
It's not just one or two people.
你注意。
Francis, take note.
是多少人?
And how many people were there?
是许许多多的人。
There are many.
如同民来聚会啊。
They are as if people gathering together.
好多人，好多人。
There are many, many people.
来做什么呢?
What are they doing?
来听。以西结还有什么话说
？They are here to listen to Ezekiel and see what he has to say.
神就告诉以西结说
，And God told Ezekiel.
他们这些人好，从外面来看，好像来寻求神。
And these people outwardly seem like they are here to seek after God.
但是心里头完全不是那回事。
But in their heart is not the matter.
你留意到神说的几句话很有意思。
Pay attention to these words of God. They're very meaningful. What did they say?
他们的口多显爱情，心却追随财力。
It says that they do the lustful desires expressed by the mouth, and their hearts goes after the gain.
他们来看你，要听你说的话。
And they come to you and to listen to your words.
他们只是作为一个娱乐节目来对待。
But they're looking at it as if it's an entertainment.
他们并没有心在你真要听神的话。
They do not truly have a heart to listen to God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神把犹大百姓心中那种心思是完全打开来的。
And we can see that God has completely revealed the heart of the people of Judah.
32节那里说啊。他们看你如善于奏乐的声音，优雅之人所唱的雅歌，他们听你的话却不去行。
32 says, You are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well an instrument.
犹大被掳的百姓中间，绝大部分就是这样的一种光景。
And they hear the words but do not practice them. This is the heart of most of the people of Judah.
耶路撒冷陷落了。
Now that they know Jerusalem is taken.
那我们前面该怎么走呢
？And what is the way ahead of us?
我不知道他们会不会记得耶利米说过你们要到外边七十年。
And I don't know if they remember Jeremiah already said that they will be sent to exile for 70 years.
可能他们有人注意，可能也有人连这一点也没有放在心上。
Maybe some of them pay attention, maybe some of them did not.
不管他们是注意还是没注意。
But whether they pay attention or not.
哎呦，要掳到巴比伦那边要过七十年啊。那七十年怎么过
？So how could they spend 70 years being exiled in Babylon？
这都是他们当前的问题。
And that's the problem for them.
但是他们忘掉了。
But they forget.
他们为什么会到巴比伦来
？The reason why they are taken to Babylon.
他们就是因为背弃神而落到这样的结局。
It's because they have forsaken God that they have fallen to such consequences.
神就借着以西结来向他们说话。
So now God speak to them through Ezekiel.
以前为什么不用口说话
？Why would he not speak with his mouth before？
以前为什么只是用动作来表达呢
？Why would he just express by his actions？
因为你口说，他们就是那样去听。
Because if you speak by your mouth, that's how they listen.
你用动作去表达，还可以给他们一个印象，他们听也不听，他们总是有那么印象。
But if you express by your action, even though they would not listen, they would still have an impression.
现在他们来了。
Now they have come.
他只要听你说什么了。
And they want to hear from you.
现在你就开口，尽情地对他们说。
Now you can open your mouth and speak freely to them.
从上到下的对他们说，说得清清楚楚。
From top to bottom, speak very clearly to them.
那你就不要管他们抱什么态度来听。
And do not pay attention to the attitude.
你就是要把神怎么看他们的那一个实况让他们去明白。
But let them understand how God looks at this situation.
他们以为你是在这里讲故事，你不必管他们。
They might consider you just telling some stories, but don't pay attention.
你就要实实在在的把我要对他们说的话说清楚。
But you just speak clearly the words that I want you to speak to them.
以前他们是一直听故事。
And before they consider these stories.
来作为娱乐。做娱乐那个内容来接受。
And they receive them as if they were entertainment.
那现在神说很具体的事情已经摆在你们面前了。
But now God says that there are specific things laying before you.
你们不愿意看到的是，而神预先就说到你们一定是如此的事，现在就真实的成了事实。
And before the things that God told you about that you were not willing to accept, now they have become facts before you.
那你们还要听故事吗？
So do you still want to listen to stories?
在这一个时候，
At this time,
神就说，
God says,
他们就知道在他们中间有了先知。
So surely,When it comes to pass, they will know that's a prophet.
哦，这个话很有意思啊。
And this is very meaningful words.
不是说有先知。
It's not just that there's a prophet.
是有了先知。
But there's a prophet has been in the midst.
以前他们听了许许多多假先知的话。
And before they have listened to words of many false prophets.
但是都没有一个是先知。
But none of them was a prophet.
现在有一个人，他所说所做的是我们从来都当作那个戏来看的。
And now there's a person, what he did and what he said, we just consider them entertainment.
现在显明出来的是他所说的话都成了事实。
Now what's shown now is that what he has spoken of have become facts.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是很严肃的一件事。
And brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
他们那时才知道，在以色列中有了先知。
And when it comes to pass, then they will know there's a prophet.
那如果他们心思在这个时候有一点的改节矫正的话
，If their hearts are adjusted or corrected,
你在下面所说的话。他们就要听进去了。
And then they will listen in the words that follow.
那以西结在下面说的是什么话呢
？So what did Ezekiel say?
那今天晚上我们不开始。
And we will not begin those words tonight.
今天晚上我只是让弟兄姊妹们，你留意到神在33章里边跟以西结说了这么一大段的话，从守望者一直说到。神要把前面真实的话释放出来。
So what I want brothers to pay attention tonight is all those words that God has spoken from Ezekiel being a watchman, then the words that he is about to reveal.
神就要让他的百姓清楚的知道他们愚昧的地方在哪里，他们该选择的那个。根据是在哪里？
God wants his people to know about their foolishness and what they ought to choose.
他们不能再像过去那样子，只是听人说的好听的话。
And they can no longer be like before, just listen to some words that are pleasing to them.
他们应该要学习。
They need to,
听一些不太好听的话。
They need to learn to listen to the words that are not pleasing to the ears.
因为这些 听来不好听的话是出于神，而不是出于人。
Because these unpleasant words are from God and not from men.
叫人感觉平安平安平安的话都是出于人，而不是出于神。
And the words that tell them peace, peace and peace, they are from men and not from God.
所有从人出来的东西结果一定是落在虚空里。
All the things that are from men, eventually they will be in vain.
从神出来的话，结果是把人带进神的怜悯和神的纪念里。
But the words from God will bring men in God's mercy.
我们感谢神。
And His grace, and we thank the Lord.
33章。我们看起来好像跟上文跟下文完全接不上来的。
And chapter 33, it seems like it's out of context.
好像很特别的一张画摆在那里。
It seems like these are very special words.
但是如果我们留意的时候，你会发觉33章是神把他的百姓从迷失带回恢复的那个转捩者。
But if we pay attention, we'll see that this is a turning point for God to bring His people from being lost to returning to Him.
我们仰望神。
We look to God.
给我们能体会到神当年对他的百姓带领的心事。
So that we'll understand at that time the heart desire of God leading His people.
也让神给我们有以西结所接受的教训的那一个学习。
And that we also learn the same lesson that Ezekiel has learned.
33章如果笼统说来
and,
那该是这样的几句话。
And for chapter 33, if we try to sum it up in general,
让拣选主的人跟随主的人
And for those who choose the Lord, who follow the Lord,
要很明确的学习，不看环境。
To learn very clearly, to not look at the environment,
也不看人。
And not look at men,
只能留意神的发表。
But only pay attention to the expression of God.
而神的发表，
And God's expression,
总是透过他自己所说的话带出来。
Is always brought forth by his own words.
而神也用着他手中的工作去印证他所说的话的准确。
And God always used the work in his hands to prove the accuracy of the words from his mouth.
所以33章里边所提到的事情好像跟上下文接连不起来。
So seemingly, even though the words in chapter 33 seem out of context,
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主要把神的百姓带回一个准确的方向来学习跟随主的教导。
The Lord is to bring His people back to an accurate position, a direction to follow the Lord.
我们仰望主从以西结的信息的里头也得着一点学习。
And we look to the Lord that we will learn some lessons through the message in the book of Ezekiel.
我们祷告一下。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你向以西结说了很多的话。
That you have spoken many words to Ezekiel.
你要叫他从你所做的里面更多的认识你的所事。
You want him to know who you are through the works that you've done.
好用着他。在失望绝望的神的百姓的中间重新来建立你自己那荣耀的定位。
So that you can use him to once again establish your glorious will among the people who are lost.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你所有的作为都是为了你的百姓能登上你的永远的旨意。
Because all your works is for your people to follow your eternal will.
所以你自己受许多的委屈，但是你还是默默的在人的中间做工。
So even though you have suffered much, but you continue to work silently among men.
主啊，但愿你在我们现在靠近你回来以前的 圣徒们的身上也做同样的工作。
And Lord, we ask that among the saints who are close to the days that when you are returning, that you do the same work.
让我们更多的认定你的自己。
So we can hold fast to yourself.
更透彻的学习脱离人的自己。
And that we can learn deeper to depart from the self.
好叫你在我们中间找到做工的路来成全。你那永远的旨意
so that you can find among us a way to work and to fulfill your eternal will.
主，我们仰望在你面前。
Lord, we look to you.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you gain all the glory.
我们也真实的活在你丰满的祝福里。
And we can truly live in your rich blessing.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.